Reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 414, item 17. Again, Kabbalah for the Student, page 414, item 17. Reading the article, Introduction, Preface to the Book of Zohar. Along with it, the second manner has been clarified. Know that as we have clarified the four manners in a single item in the world of Bria, specifically so are they in the general four worlds Abia. The three colors, red, green, black, in the three worlds Bia, are considered the substance or the object. The white color, considered the world of Atzilut, is the form clothed in matter in the three colors called Bia. And Sof in itself is the essence. This is what we said concerning the first manner, that we have no perception in the essence, which is the fourth manner, concealed in all the objects, even in the objects of this world. When the white color is not clothed in the three colors in Bia, meaning when the light of Chokhmah is not clothed in Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, it is abstract form which we do not engage in. The Zohar does not speak in this manner whatsoever, but only in the first manner, being the three colors Bia, considered substance, named the three Sfirot, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, and in the second manner, which are the illumination of Atzilut, clothed in the three colors Bia, meaning light of Chokhmah, clothed in Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, which are in turn form clothed in matter. These are the two that the Book of Zohar is concerned with in all the places. Hence, if the reader is not vigilant, restricting his thought and understanding to always learn the words of the Zohar strictly under the two above mentioned matters, the matter will be immediately and entirely misconfirmed, for he will take the words out of the context. The way he explained it to us, it's kind of hard. That matter of three colors, it's the white of these three colors, black, red, and green, the form outside of this white, the form within the letters, the colors in the letters. It's all very abstract and really can't perceive it. Say it so that I can understand. This is what we want. So we actually aim ourselves correctly at it during the lesson, that we want to perceive, we want to feel, grasp, understand inside us. I want to understand this, feel this in my matter, within me, and only in me. And so that the light will open up in me, will open me up. And not so that I now elevate myself to some kind of imaginations. And along with it, we learn that we do not forget that only by the unity, by the connection, between us, the point, the place where the connection was broken, is where we achieve all the forms of the connection between lights and vessels, because our lights are broken vessels. Our vessels are broken vessels. That's the broken connection. This is what I have to reveal, and the way this broken connection is corrected. This is what I have to feel. And the corruption and the correction, both of them, they have to be in me. And these feelings, they have to exist in me as darkness and light, and they will bring me the forms of the letters and the forms of the connection and the way I feel the upper, the forms of the feeling of the upper, that there is a special relation between them, in them, between the broken Kli and the corrected, that precisely from the two do I attain myself, the Creator, the attitude between us, and the unity between us. Therefore, there is no absence in the spiritual that the previous form of the breaking, which I reveal in the transgressions and the sins and the disturbances and the different sins and transgressions, it disappears and doesn't, and over through it do I achieve the exertion, and comes the light that reforms and corrects that was previously was, and this corruption is inside, and above it there is the correction, that on purpose both of them, they have to be there, and not simply something whole, that in something whole I won't feel nor understand anything, but precisely the correction over the corruption which exists, and both sustain each other, the darkness below and the light above it. Then comes to me the feeling, the understanding, the attitude between me and the Creator, and all that stems from this. So this whole revelation of ours, our yearning, is to reveal everything within matter. And the most certain place where in practice I reveal the corruptions, it's in my attitude towards the others. You want to reveal, you want to discover what you have to correct, you have to find where, so the light that reforms your attitude towards the others, you'll start to find out how repelled you are from it, how you forget about it. You don't want to even know about it. And when you'll awaken your attitude towards the others, then immediately there you reveal the place where the light has to come and has to correct something. And that's all. It's something that is very it's very unpleasant and uncomfortable for us. But this is actually the place for correction. As if spirituality is here, the place of the breaking, please, it's here before you. Very simple. And the also the corruption. Please, it's here. You can scrutinize it, you can reveal it. And also the correction against this. How can you find it? How can you imagine, envision it? How can you exactly understand? What does it mean, the corrected you? Try. The same way you refer to yourself, refer to others. As repelling and repugnant it is, as unacceptable as it is for you, to this extent, spirituality and godliness are unacceptable for you. The problem is that we start to change course according to the light which reforms. We start to really see. We start to really see what's in it, which, what greatness, uniqueness, I don't know how to put it, sanctity. In this world, on the plane of this world, we don't feel it. But again, let's wait till the light that reforms will work on us a bit. Without this, impossible. Well, okay. What? Yosef from the group of Jerusalem wants to know what is easier for a person to start and learn, matter or form dressed in matter? You can't learn one from the other. How can you know something about matter without form dressed in matter? Can't know. In anything that we're going to learn, we already refer from the form dressed in matter, from it do we refer to matter. We can't learn about something from within itself. If I'm still, I can't learn myself. If I'm vegetative, I can learn the still because I use it as my components. If I'm alive, if I'm living, I can learn the still and vegetative. If I'm a man, I can learn all the previous forms, still, vegetative, inanimate. Say, if I'm a man, I can study animals, I can study plants because I'm above them. I can't learn what is on the same level as I am. Therefore, what am I going? So the question itself, what am I going to learn, form or form dressed in matter? I'm going to study the form dressed in matter. From this, I come to know both the matter and the form. I can't simply study the matter because matter itself, it's unperceivable. I perceive it in its different forms. The will to receive itself, without form, I have no idea what that is. It's also elusive, so to say. I learn from its different forms, from its different revelations, which are its forms. Yes? Mike. Hello, Rob. With respect to what you just explained, there is a matter that it's important for me to scrutinized for a long time now. It has to do with matter and form dressed in matter. Is it true that the matter of creation is the will to receive itself? Yes. That the form dressed in matter is the intention or the ego? No, not the ego. You're new, yes? How long are you learning with us? For a while now. I'm from America. From America, okay. Form is the will to receive. Matter is the will to receive. The form dressed in matter is the will to bestow dressed in matter. And the matter takes the form, meaning the form comes to us from the creator, from the bestower. As much as we resemble him, this means that we take upon ourselves a more and more corrected form. As opposite as we are to him, meaning we also receive this from the light, only from its opposite form, through the backside, so to say, it's called. So we also receive these opposite forms from the Creator. All the forms come from the light. The will to receive, the matter of the will to receive, is what the light has created existence from absence. Ask again. Because we say that throughout human development, the matter of creation, which is the will to receive, is revealed in greater intensity. It's ever more revealed because it takes on new forms from the light. Therefore, it can be revealed. The light can be revealed in a greater intensity.
There is no quantitative growth. It is nevertheless qualitative. What do you get out of so many stars if instead of the stars you have a vegetative level? Then it's a new creation, and if it's an animate creation, then it's an even more unique creation. And same thing with the speaking level and the godly level, and so on. In spirituality, there is no quantity. There's always quality. So ego means the will to receive? No, the will to receive is a desire. It's matter, and it takes on a shape, a form that is either opposite to the Creator, called ego, or similar to the Creator, called holiness. So the will to receive always increases, grows, the ovyut is revealed, but the ego changes or it's the same? Ovyut and coarseness and ego is not one and the same. The coarseness can work for the better or for the worst, for the holiness or for the klipa, the shell. The use of the desire can be with the intention for self or the intention for others. The intention for self is called impurity or ego, and the intention for others is called holiness, kdusha, or bestowal. And we have to change it for impurity to purity. We have to take the use of the will to receive, which is just a neutral matter, from in order to receive to in order to bestow. So we do change the ego. Yes, we invert the ego to bestowal. So why do we always say that we don't need to cancel the ego, that we're talking about the will to receive in this case? Because this is what grows, not the ego. No, you're right. Yeah, it's true. The word, our language, is limited, and it's not clean. Sometimes I use the concept of ego to describe man's ambitions, you know, his urges, his motivations. It should stay. They shouldn't be erased. Just the intention of how to use them needs to change. So is it more accurate to say that the will to receive is revealed increasingly and the ego doesn't grow? No, the ego grows too. When you enter spirituality, our ego, our confusions, our disturbances, transgressions, it all grows. All of that grows. Alongside, correspondingly, you have a greater ability to correct yourself. You're always put in the middle. A person always has the opportunity to judge himself to the right line. But the exercises or the problems become harder, more difficult. Yet, you have greater ability to cope with them. So, relatively, they are greater and more difficult. But it corresponds to you. From outside, this looks maybe different and weird, but this is how it is towards the person. So you're saying that the will to receive is not equal to the ego. It's not the same thing. The will to receive is what the Creator created before Malchut of En Sof. That black point of existence from absence is a will to receive, a will to enjoy. And later it develops and it starts feeling shame and it breaks until it reaches a state where it has an intention on top of it in order to receive. And that was revealed in the breaking for the first time. And we need to invert it to in order to bestow from below upwards. You should make the difference. Think about it. Start filtering it. Yeah, it's just a little confusing, the ego and the will to receive. To me, it feels that the ego is expressed more or better when the desires grow, because the ego is just the wrapper, the use, the intention. Yes, the ego is the intention for self, correct. But to the extent that the will to receive is greater, the ego is greater. You feel it then better. Okay, this is clearer. The will to receive can be measured in by a million. A million what? Doesn't matter. Dollars or tons or kilograms, whatever. Now, that million, is it in order to receive or in order to bestow? If it's in order to receive, it's ego. If it's in order to bestow, it's holiness. So once you changed egoism to altruism, you didn't cancel the ego. You did. You canceled the ego, not the desire. So you should cancel the ego, but not the desire. Wait a minute. I don't know how to tell you. The previous form is never really canceled. It is rather covered with a new form, because there is no absence in the spiritual. When we say that it's canceled, look, the darkness must always stay, because correspondingly we feel light. If you cancel the hatred, you won't have love either. Until the final correction, the two lines have to exist simultaneously, as greater and more distant and opposite to each other. And the angel of death turns into the holy angel only at the end, but they both reach the end at a very great intensity. They grow like in a cone, shape. The biggest shell and the biggest kedusha correspondingly. And then there is what's called the war of Gog and Magog, all kinds of actions like the revival of the dead, when all those desires that are flawed are revived and they couldn't be corrected before, and so on. You see, all the forms at the end happen in order to bring the biggest coupling, the biggest perfection. In order for that to happen, all the discernments have to be intense and opposite to each other, and then the correction comes. Well, let's continue. Item 18. As the four manners in the general Abiya have been explained, so it is in each and every world, even in the smallest item of some world, both at the top of the world of Atzilut and at the bottom of the world of Asiya, because there is Chub Tum in it. You find that the Sfira Chokhmah is considered a form, and Bina and Tum are considered the manner in which the form clothes, meaning that the first and second manners that the Zohar engages in. But the Zohar does not engage in the Sfira of Chokhmah when it's stripped of Bina and Tum, which is form without matter, and much less with the essence considered the ensof in that item. You can ask, what about Bina? It's the light of Chasadim. What, is it formless? The forms only come from the light of Chokhmah, from the influence of the Creator upon the creature. Bina only allows to undertake those forms. Thus, we engage in Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut in every item, even in Atzilut, and we do not engage in Keter and Chokhmah of every item itself, even in Malchut of the end of Asiya, when they are not clothed, but only to the extent that they clothe Bina and Tiferet Malchut. Zat of Bina and Tum, that's more accurate, because Gar of Bina belongs to Chokhmah. So, what do we need to know from here? The form that will clothe in matter, that's for us. The matter itself, very difficult for us to distinguish anything there. Form abstract from matter, we are forbidden to research. We can't. This is why it's forbidden. It's impossible. Only the form clothed in matter allows us to recognize both form and matter, but only when they are connected together. And you can't separate one from the other. You can't research a form when it's clothed in matter and say that you're researching an abstract form. No, you only research it when it's clothed in matter, and therefore you're researching the form in the matter. That's a big difference, because sometimes man doesn't understand that this is how it is. And this is where all our mistakes in life come from. And also, when I research matter, how it takes on the form, I can't say anything about matter itself later. I can only say that I recognized the matter through the form that was clothed in it. Amikam, the philosopher, let's see. Rav, we learned that the memory is just a sequence of events that you can compare and analyze your state. Say that's the memory or the leshimo. The question is, where is the form imprinted in matter? Is it the states themselves or the difference between the states? Besides the word Rav, you said in the beginning, I didn't understand a thing. Well, but I'll tell you. We need to learn what is called the remedy of remembering. It's an article. I won't get into it now. And also, I don't think that it's really good for everyone now. It requires a specific atmosphere, and it's not simple. We are now only starting to study ourselves a little deeper with the Zohar. But we have to do it more gradually. You know, like you grind with a grinding stone. I want it to happen gradually. Well, we have to go according to everyone. Now the first two boundaries have been thoroughly explained. All that the authors of the Zohar engage in is matter or form in matter, which is the first boundary, as well as in Bia, or the illumination of Atzilut in Bia, which is the second boundary. This means that again, a soul is a soul, and we only receive in the soul. The soul can only rise to Malchut of Atzilut. It's really there all the time. We only say that it's in the world of Bia, and we just call it this way when it's essentially under Malchut of Atzilut. But we're also saying about Malchut of Atzilut that its lower nine sefirot are in Bia, and only a point of it, its keter, is in Atzilut. And the lower nine sefirot of Malchut of Atzilut are in Bia. That's why the soul is there too, and that's why the ascent to Atzilut is like joining the point of Malchut of Atzilut that is there. So it wants to join the Kedusha, and as if takes the lower ninth sefirot of Malchut of Atzilut and what's in Bia, and forces all of that to rise to Atzilut. It's like a little child, you know, dragging the adult by the hand to go somewhere or do something with him. So we're always talking about Malchut of Atzilut. The question is only what state, what status, what measure.
Item 19. Now we shall explain the third boundary. The Zohar engages in the Sefirot in each and every world, being the godliness that shines in that world, as well as in every item of the still vegetative animate and speaking, being the creatures in that world. However, the Zohar refers primarily to the speaking in that world. Meaning, don't get confused that we perceive in each and every world clearly only the Zad, the Bina, and the Achab. But you can say, on the other hand, the Achap are the vessels of reception. We aren't working with the Achap, we're working only with the Galgalta Enayim, that which joins the Galgalta Enayim. That's something completely different, because Achap is the matter and not the intensity and the coarseness of the desire. This is the first thing. The other thing is that he says, to an extent to which the Galgalta Enayim of the Malchut of Asiya, it is forbidden for you to engage in it and in the Achap. And those vessels, it is forbidden for you to engage in it. It's regardless whether it's Malchut of Asiya or Atzilut. You can engage in the vessels which it is allowed for you in the Achap, in their intensity, in their matter. But in the Galgalta and Enayim, their intensity in the Rosh of Atzilut and in the Malchut of Asiya, you can't. Amikam, do you get it or not? You're looking at me as if... Ask about it, please. Or is it okay? It's okay. Okay, great. Because if I got confused, please correct me. Because sometimes I talk to you and I'm thinking about something else. So there could come confusion. This is the first thing. The other thing is, what did he just say? I forgot. About the still vegetative, animate, and speaking being the creature. We can't research neither the still vegetative nor animate, but only the speaking, or how the still vegetative and animate join the speaking. And it's clear for me. In our world, if I look at something, it is me looking at something. I research it. I look at a horse. I can't say what a horse is per se. How does it feel? How does it look? I see it, nonetheless, accept that horse in my mind, corresponding to my mind and understanding. And it's not that. And not in any other way. Okay. Let's continue. Let me give you an example from the conducts of this world. It is explained in the introduction to the Book of Zohar that the four kinds, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, in each and every world, even in this world, are the four parts of the will to receive. Each of them contains these own four kinds of the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. Thus you find that a person in this world should nurture and be nourished by the four categories, still vegetative, animate, and speaking in this world. This is so because man's food too contains these four categories, which extend from the four categories, still vegetative, animate, speaking in man's body. These are A, wanting to receive according to the necessary measure for one's sustenance. B, wanting more than is necessary for sustenance, craving luxuries but restricting oneself solely to physical desires. C, craving human desires such as honor and power. D, craving knowledge. It's similar to how he explains it to us in the introduction to Panim Meirot Umasbirot, the article of Panim Meirot Umasbirot. He tells us that there are people, and also in each and every person, there are these degrees of the still vegetative animate and speaking. Either it's the masses, or the rich, or the powerful, or the heroes. And here he also divides it into these similar parts, only gives them different names as still vegetative animate and speaking in man, which yearns for the simple will to receive, for additions, lusts, and later on, knowledge. It is the same partitions that extends from the Avaya Yud Kei Vav Kei in our structure. Please. These extend to the four parts of the will to receive in us. Wanting the necessary provision is considered the still of the will to receive. B, wanting physical lusts is considered the vegetative of the will to receive, since they come only to increase and delight one's kli, which is the flesh of the body. D, wanting human desires is considered the animate in the will to receive, since they magnify one's spirit. E, wanting knowledge is the speaking and the will to receive. Item 20. Thus, in the first category, the necessary measure for one's sustenance, and in the second category, the physical desires that exceed one's measure for sustenance, one is nourished by things that are lower than the person. Still, the vegetative and the animate. However, in the third category, the human desires, such as power and respect, one receives and is nurtured from his own species, his equals. And in the fourth category, knowledge, one receives and is nurtured by a higher category that one's own from the actual wisdom and intellect, which are spiritual. This is how we can divide people in our world, but it has nothing to do with a man's, with the point in a person's heart. It could be some peasant which was not attracted to anything in life and suddenly starts to feel, what is the meaning in life? There is there's no difference here, but also later on the way to correction, there are different kinds of people that have a different role in their souls and their general system, corresponding to the root of their soul, and also in our body, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, meaning in the general body, our body of the soul. I'm not talking about our physiology. I'm talking about the souls, where each one comes from the root of his own soul, and therefore one works from one's own nature, from or due to his or corresponding to his own role, the message he has to bring to the world, to himself and to others. And it's possible that he'll remain as a peasant in our world, but corrected. And then he'll be incorporated in a harmonious way with the whole system connected to everyone and will achieve the feeling of infinity, consciousness of wholeness. These forms, they are the Yud Kei Vav Kei with a person advances within this form, but nonetheless corresponding to his own form and the general soul, he does not change the origin, his origin. Oleg from Rovno is asking for help. He says, I feel that I'm losing the perception. I'm losing the grasp of what we're learning, and I'm really afraid to miss out on something. Shouldn't be afraid. Don't be afraid of anything. We're coming out of the lesson. We don't remember anything. Anyhow, the person, he doesn't advance corresponding to what he remembers or misses out on, or person he advances corresponding to his exertion. The extent to which I want to know, meaning to come to know these discernments in myself. What is he saying? He's saying that he found his path in his soul, meaning that I want to find these things in my soul. Where is it within me? Yes. a question about the root of one's soul. What does it mean that each one has to discover the root of his own soul if we say that there's only one soul? But within the one soul, we all belong to different roots. I, for instance, come from the left foot, and you're from the right shoulder, and Gilad, he's from the ear, say. And Niv, he's from the nose of the soul. So we can't change our root. Each one comes from a sphira, which is a private sphira of a general soul called the Adam Rishon. I simply have to correct myself as a cell which is in harmony with all the rest of the cells in the body of Adam Rishon in a corrected form, where the only thing I take for myself is what I need to exist, and the rest I give to the body. Even our body, this is how it exists in its healthy form. This healthy form is both in spirituality and also in corporeality, where each organ in the body, it takes only what is necessary for its existence, and all the rest it gives to the rest of the body. This is the kind of existence we have to achieve in the body of Adam Rishon, and each one in his own place. Yes? An additional question, and a student is asking why the extensive will to receive in creation is expressed as the speech. Well, speech is revelation. We'll learn what that means. It stems from the Bina that comes from the Garon, the throat, and in the throat you have the different parts of the mouth and the lungs and the tongue and the lips. In short, this whole system. Both we in our world were called still vegetative animate and speaking. It is as if the difference between us and the animals. So what? Only since I know how to, you know, move my lips better than animals, simply. Blabber about something. The term of the speaking, it means that I have a scrutinization on a degree called the speaking. Speaking, it is a scrutinization of the extent to which I match the Creator, because voice and speech and revelation, it all has to do with the form of the Creator dressed and the living degree. The speaking in us, and this is what it says, all are deemed as beasts in our speaking, the speaking in us, it is only to the extent to which we compare to the Creator. And also, corresponding to the Kabbalah, also man in our world is not called man, but is called the living, and also our speech. If it is not all of our actions altogether, all that has not to do with becoming or comparing to the Creator has nothing to do with spirituality, therefore we're not called speaking. The same way I speak now, if it's simply, something that is ordinary or common, it doesn't mean that I speak. If I speak, speaking means if I compare to the Creator. This is called speaking. And so when we talk about the speaking level, we're not talking about our degree. We speak like beasts, like animals. They also have a language and communication between themselves, the connection, the reciprocal connection. But
the speaking level has to do with the revelation of the Creator only and man's connection to that. The one from Bat Yam continues the topic, and he asks whether the group is another degree above the speaking or it's included in the speaking level. The group, if we're talking about a group of Kabbalists, this is the Shekhinah, divinity. In the group, as in divinity, we discover the breaking, called divinity in exile, and the correction, called redemption or salvation. That is really the group. You don't discover Malchut of Atzilut. Where is that Malchut that I should fly to? Where did it go away? There's nothing like that. These are all qualities. Where is that quality that I find called breaking? It's in the connection between the members of the group. And that is called divinity in exile. Where do I feel that the Creator is not present, that He is remote from us? In the connection between us. Where do I reveal that there has to be a correction in the connection between us? And this is called Malchut of Atzilut, the holy divinity that should become the gathering of Israel, that is, gathering all the points in the hearts so as to make a connection between them. Where does it need to happen? In the relation between people in a group where they all want to unite so that the connection between them will not be divinity in exile or divinity in the dust, rather perfection and revelation of what's called the groom, the one who's present there. And even it is written about now, I am the creator that lie in their impurity. But that's also on the condition that we long to reveal Him, to correct the connection so that He will be revealed in the corrected connection between us. So I lie in their impurity is the light that reforms. This is very tangible, and we shouldn't run away from it. Our problem is that we usually imagine it to be somewhere outside, but it's just a deeper level of connection between us, on the same plane, so to speak. Daniel from Tel Aviv, it's a different subject, but very relevant for today. He's asking about the event we're going to have today in the evening of a gathering of women about education and spirituality. And the question is, how can they realize their role in order to implement the education of spirituality in the world? I am very happy that this is happening, and I'll be there to have a discussion with them too. I always said that without women it's impossible to advance, and even when the Torah mentions men, it also adds the word et, which refers to the malchut, the without their desire. It's impossible. We always think about the light and where it dresses, but without the women, their desire and their connection to the wisdom of Kabbalah and their participation, this is very, very important, and I hope that more and more women will come and join the process of correction, and I'm certain that this is what can hasten things. And it is written that thanks to righteous women, the Israel came out of Egypt, and in all the corrections with regards to Mount Sinai too, it is written that all the things that men do is because the women oblige them to do it. And I hope that the same thing will happen with us, and that many such conferences and gatherings will happen, and that many more women will come and join us, and together with us do this holy work of revealing the Creator to the creatures. And with this we conclude. We have a couple of announcements before we conclude. Members of the Hebrew virtual group, this week's lesson is moved from Monday to Wednesday this week. And it's at 9 p.m. Israel time. You can register at forum.kab.co.il. Rav Lightman's lectures in Bet Kabbalah La'am are held on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Israel time. The entrance is free. And there is a worldwide international mega Kabbalah Congress that is going to take place in over 40 countries around the world. You can connect to it virtually and physically. Go into KabbalahGroup.info for details and registration, and do it as soon as possible. Thank you. With this, we conclude. מסתכל על הגופים במקום בנשמות, כולם רוצים רק לעצמם, רוצים בלי שאלות. השנאה שמתגברת, הקנאה והדמעות, רוצים לצאת מהקופסה, להתעורר, כי ככה אי אפשר לחיות. אבל קיימת עוד תקווה שנתקן את הכוונה, נחזור לחיות באהבה בינינו, אם נאמר כולנו יחד אמן. נחזור להיות כולנו חלקים של השלם. התסכול רק מתגבר, לא מוצאים את האיזון, ובתוכנו המשבר. מסביבנו אסונות, תאונות ומלחמות, וזה לא ייפסק אם לא נאחד את הרצונות. אבל קיימת עוד תקווה שנתקן את הכוונה, נחזור לחיות באהבה בינינו, אם נאמר כולנו יחד.